My task today is very simple. Even as I told you earlier, that because St. John is such a hallowed place, because St. John is in such a prime place, because God has just spread miracle grow all over, that somehow we conduct ourselves like we don't know how blessed we are. So on today, in the Word of God, he says simply, if you want to hear from him, then my text subject is, let it be me. Look at your neighbor and say, excuse me. Don't mean to count you out. But when the blessings come, I'm getting it all for me. All right. Let it be me. Let it be me. Repeat that after me. Let it be me. Lord, if you send some blessings, Lord, if you're sending anything, Lord, if you're ordering steps today, because, Lord, I need you. Lord, if you need anybody, amen. When we look in this text, in verse number 2, we see that the Lord had told Moses to gather rods from every tribe, understanding that the rods looked just like the rest of the rods. So when Aaron's rod went into the rod with everyone else, Aaron's rod had no special distinction. However, Aaron's rod was the one that was anointed. Some of us have become like the children of Israel. We start looking like everybody else. We start carrying ourselves like everybody else. But just like the rod of Aaron, before the rod got mixed, there was an anointing on it. For us today, before we got mixed in with everybody else, we were already anointed. Before we got hooked in with the hood or the neighborhood, we were already anointed. Before we got to school with the rest of the schools, we were already anointed. Before we got a car like everybody else's car, we were already anointed. So let me tell you, God knows how to shut up the haters in your life. If you remember, I was anointed when I got here. Because let me tell you, Aaron, it was some folks that was hating on Aaron because Moses had picked him. And they're like, well, he Moses' brother. It had nothing to do with him being Moses' brother. God just handpicked him. See, when we come to church, we get mixed up with folks because everybody may have come to church, but everybody is not handpicked. Some folks just came because they had to come. Other folks came because they was nosy. But if you've been handpicked, somebody say glory. Glory. If you know God got a call on your life, can you say glory? If you know you are anointed to do his will, can you say glory? Because let me tell you, everybody, when we start throwing our sticks in, all of our sticks look just alike. But when Aaron, somebody say Aaron, Aaron took his rod and he threw it in. Aaron was not concerned because Aaron already knew God had called him. Let me say that again. When Aaron put his rod in, he didn't go home sweating. No, he didn't. He didn't because he knew he was anointed. So when Aaron was anointed, Aaron's rod was anointed. Child of God, let me tell you. See, we do ourselves injustice when we do not take advantage of being a king's kid. Hello? We start talking. Everybody around us fussing, we start fussing. Everybody around us got problems, we make up problems. Everybody else sound like they don't have no hope, we lose all our hope. Why? Because we take on the personality and character of the haters. But let me tell you, God knows how to handle your haters. deal is, we cannot pick up the language or the characteristics of the haters. Don't hate me because I'm blessed. Just ask me how I got there. When we look, and just look, I'm going to stay right here. Look at verse number 3. Even though everybody else's name was on there, God said specifically, write Aaron's name on there. All right? Child of God, let me tell you. All of our children, all of us today, before you leave home, you need to write the name of Jesus across your chest. Before your children get on the school bus, you need to plead the blood of Jesus over their body. Before you step out of your house, you need to plead the blood of Jesus. Because let me tell you, everybody that walk in your job is not anointed. But if you say, God, anoint me today. Lord, let it be me. When they get to moaning down in the mouth, remember who you are. Remember that you are blessed. Remember that everywhere you go, God has the light from heaven shining on you. So when they get to talking negative, you can say, that ain't me. When they get to talking crazy, you can say, that ain't me. When they get to saying, I don't like this stuff, that ain't me. Because whatever your job is paying, I bet you a dollar to a donut, it pays more than unemployment. I bet it does. So we cannot pick up the language of the haters, because there was murmuring in the camp. Don't you know that we cannot see the anointing? We see the results of the anointing. Sister Christian was talking about how so-and-so got a house and somebody else got a house. Then Karen got a house and the Woods got a house. Don't you know somebody sitting here saying, I want a house. But if all you sitting there say, I want a house, ain't no house gonna drop out of heaven for you. You better put your happy self some legs on your breast. You are anointed. Look at here. The scripture says it like this in Matthew 18, verses 18 and 19. Whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound on heaven. Whatever you let loose on earth will be loose in heaven. But you sitting on, I want a house. I ain't got no house. And you keep sitting there, you ain't gonna get no house. But as a child of God, we need to learn that in 2 Peter 4 and 9, it says we are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation who was brought forth out of darkness into his marvelous light. The scripture also says wherever two or three talk and agree, ask him anything in my name. Let me tell you what I believe Aaron did. I believe Aaron threw his stick in and said, Lord, you know. Because he knew he was anointed. He just threw it in and said, Lord, you know. Get by, show a hand, show me how many of you put your money in the tithe box and prayed over it. See, when you pay your money and pray on it, you can say, Lord, you know. That means whatever you need, it's already taken care of. Whatever you thought you wanted, it was already taken care of, because you lifted up to God and said, Lord, you know. I ain't got to sweat no more, because Lord, you know. I ain't got to worry no more, because Lord, you know. That's what Aaron did. He took that rod. And I want you to understand that night, Aaron could sleep really well. See, child of God, we mess up when we let more of the world news get in us than the news of the Lord. We mess up when we do more complaining instead of praying. We mess up when we do more crying instead of glorifying. We mess up when we look down more than we look up. We mess up when we got more frown than we have smile. because you are anointed. Tell your neighbor you are anointed. In the scripture, when Aaron put his rod in, he was able to go back. And then that night, let's look at verse 5. It said, and it shall come to pass that the man's rod whom I, that's God, shall choose, shall blossom, and I will make cease from me the murmuring of the children of Israel. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, God knows how to handle your haters. Look at it. Let's say that again. God knows how to handle your haters. Tell them one more time. God knows how to handle your haters. Now look at me if you ain't got no haters. See, I know. Because, see, God didn't want Aaron to say anything. He didn't want Moses to say anything. Even us today, God doesn't want us to do any fighting because he knows how to hush up our haters. He doesn't want us to get all mussy and messed up because we are king's kids. And he is the one that fights our battles. Because we are king's kids, all we have to do is throw our rod in with the rest of them. Because we are anointed, he said, cast all of your cares on me and I will sustain. He don't want us to fight. He will do our fighting for us. Amen. So my job today, it comes from 2 Timothy 1 and 16. My job today is to put you in remembrance of your anointing. My job today is to cause you to stir up the gift that is within you. I'm supposed to remind you of where he picked you up the last time. I'm supposed to get you back from where you first met the Lord. Because see, somebody met God when they were downtrodden. They looked unto the hills and he came down and blessed them. Somebody met God when they was walking along lonesome highway. Didn't have a God on their side, but he became a brother that's closer than any brother. And when you lost your mom, he became a mother. When you lost your father, he became a father. When you didn't have nobody to talk to, he became your sounding board. Why? Because you are anointed. I don't know where you were the last time you got your prayer answered, but right now, if you still know that the Lord hears and answers, you need to say glory. Aaron's rod, just laying there. Aaron's rod with the anointing. I gotta tell you again, children of God, do you ever feel anointed? If you looked at your checkbook, would it say you are anointed? If you looked at your house, would it say you are anointed? If you looked at the way you dress, does it say you are anointed? See, we got to be caught up in our anointing. We have to catch up with the blessings of God. No child of God walks around with their head down, not when you are anointed. No child of God walks around with their mouth poked out if you are anointed. No child of God be wondering what's going to happen if you are anointed, because you know tomorrow, just like today, is in the hands of the Lord. You couldn't change nothing. You can't move nothing by God Almighty. So today, in this sanctuary, within this house, the Lord wanted me to remind you of how anointed you are. Sit up straight, children of God. Look like you got some money if you broke his $12. Look like you're king's king. Hallelujah. Just look like it. See, y'all been broke so long, you know how to look like you got some money. Sit up straight. Put that smile on your face. You ain't got a care in the world. Hello? Y'all all right? Look at you. Right now, I'm looking at a house full of multi-millionaires. Now, I want you to give me a minute. Give me a minute. Every head of household, pull out a dollar. every head of household put out a dollar. God's been dealing with me for 2 weeks on this. Every head of household put out a dollar. And I want you to write your last name on that dollar. I want you to write your last name on that dollar. That should be $1 per household. $1 per household. $1 per household. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. See, y'all take the word like I'm crazy. Because let me tell you, anointed. If you are anointed, anything you find in Scripture, you can call it on your life. Anything you find in the Bible, you can declare it on your life. Amen. Heads of household, stand up. If your husband is not here, then you have to stand as proxy. Raise your dollar high. Raise your dollar high and repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I use this as a point of contact. I thank you for the anointing. I thank you for the increase. I thank you that it is done and it is well in my soul. Bring your dollar down and put it in that plate. Walk down like you know you already got the harvest. Walk down like you got the harvest. Walk down like you got the harvest. All we need is a dollar. Don't need to break the bank. Now, if you needed a dollar and you don't have one, don't be proud. Ask somebody to give you a dollar. Don't miss out on this blessing. Don't miss out on this blessing. If you need a dollar, come on. Y'all know I got a couple. Please don't turn from number 17. Now let's look. You wrote your name on it and you put it in. And the Lord says, as it come to pass, I'm going to cease all the murmurings. Now what happened? That night, God did a new thing. God took that rod. He took the rod of his choice and he blessed it. And that rod budded. Child of God, in our lives today, we have to quit complaining. We have to stop moaning. We have to stop crying. And we have to start taking authority for the things of God. The Bible said that vengeance is mine, said the Lord, but violence taken by force. And we have to be mindful that the word of God is true today, just like it was when he first spoke it. Now, child of God, I don't know what you're dealing with today, but in the name of the Lord, I came to say right now, in 2007, it is over. In 2007, your last problem was your last problem. In 2007, in case you didn't know it, 7 is the year of manifestation. In case you didn't know it, 7 is the year of fullness. In case you didn't know it, God said, I'm trying to get something to you, but you're so scared you won't let nothing go. He said, I'm trying to bless you, but you keep saying the wrong thing. I'm trying to give you something. St. John, we got to learn how to talk. Mark 11:22 says, have faith in God, which means have the God kind of faith. Tell me y'all right now, you can't even hear. I wonder what she gonna do with my dollar. Ain't your business. It was a dollar. still stuck on that. Look at your neighbor. Things sweating. You know they still look. I'm going to get my dollar back. Look at your neighbor and say, don't holler. It was only a dollar. But this is it. Child of God, if you wrote your name on that dollar, then you acted like Aaron. If you wrote your name and brought it down with no sweat, you acted like Aaron. And because you came down in faith, let's read what happened to your dollar. It says here in verse 8, everybody, let's read verse 8 again. And it came to pass on the morrow, Moses went into the tabernacle, and behold, the rod of, don't say Aaron. Don't say, no, shh. Don't say Aaron. But say your first name. And when it comes to Levi, say your last name. All right? Don't say Aaron. Okay? So now let's read it. Behold, the rod of Velda and the house of Peel was budded, bloomed, blossomed, and yielded up. See, y'all scared now. You still think about that dollar, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, again, we're going to do this again. Where it says Aaron, say your first name. Where it says Levi, say your last name. 1, 2, 3, read. And the rod of Velda for the house of Peel was budded and brought forth buds and bloomed blossom and yielded. So what do you think going to happen to your dollar? It's called fruit. It's called what? Fruit. What is it called? I can't hear you. So don't be scared. The topic was, let it be me. God, if you bless anybody next week. God, if you send increase. God, if you answer any prayers. God, if you give anything to anybody. God, when you're sending out overflow. God, when you're sending out extra, God, when you're doing what we need, God, when you're handling problems, God, when you're watching our children, God, when you're blessing husbands and wives, God, when you're giving out extra, God, when you're giving out good health, God, when you're giving new jobs, God, when you're giving new cars, God, when you're just being God. What? How can you still say, let it be me, and you still sit now? How can you do that? Let it be me, God. Somebody need a blessing. Somebody need glory. Somebody need a blessing. Somebody need increase. Somebody need a good health. Somebody need God. Somebody need God. God, I love you. God, I need you. God, will you hear me? God, let it be me. Let it be me. Let it be me. Have a seat. Let me say it. Let me say it. Let me do the old people way. A closed mouth never gets fed. If you don't say nothing, you can't get nothing. If you don't step out, you won't go anywhere. If you don't try him, you won't receive anything. The other way we said is believe and receive, doubt, do without. Believe and receive, doubt, do with. One more time. Believe and receive, doubt, do it. Because see, I know right now, somebody here needs a financial blessing. What did I tell you the subject was? What did I tell you the subject was? Let's try this again. Thank you, Jesus. Let me try this again. Somebody needs a financial blessing. Somebody needs a good doctor report. Somebody's children need help in school. Somebody needs a job opportunity. Somebody needs a raise on their job. Somebody needs peace of mind. Somebody needs peace of mind. Somebody just want to be anointed. Somebody needs to hear from God. Somebody needs to hear from God. Somebody needs some doors open. Somebody needs some blessing down. Lord, let it be me. Because guess what? We didn't have a chance. But over 2,000 years ago, when Jesus came through 42 generations, he did that we may have our right to the tree of life. We didn't have an opportunity for life and more abundantly. But when he came down, he said, I did this that you might have joy and joy unspeakable. He said, not only life, but life abundantly. If anybody gonna be blessed in St. John, God, let it be me. If anybody gonna take advantage of your spirit, let it be me. If anybody. Because guess what? If you don't open your mouth, Mark 11:23 says, speak to the mountain. He didn't say walk around it. He said speak to it. I don't know a mountain in your life, but if you got one, you need to stand up and say, get out of here in the name of Jesus. See, y'all ain't got no mountain. You ain't got no mountain. Let me tell you, Jesus, a mountain is a stumbling block that keeps holding you back. A mountain is a problem that every time you look up, it's staring you in the face. But if you recognize your anointing, Mark 11:23 say, speak to the mountain and tell that mountain to depart from me. And you stand right there with your anointing. You got your dollar on the table so you can say, mountain, get thee out of my way. You can speak to that mountain. You can speak. But see, we're so cute. I'm just going to sit down. See, because let me tell you, the women are cute. The men, macho. Yeah. The women don't want to mess up their curve. Yeah. But let me tell you, I don't let cute get in my way. Sometimes I want to run and ain't nobody bother me. Sometimes I have to cry and ain't nobody hit me. But I know when I run for Jesus, he'll run and catch me. I know when I cry for Jesus, he wipes the tears from my eye. So excuse me, St. John, I ain't trying to be sophisticated. I'm trying to get a prayer answer. Excuse me, St. John, I ain't got time to be all cute, but I'm trying to get a prayer answer. This don't look sanctified to you, but I'm doing what thus saith the Lord. Every now and then, wave my hand and say, glory! Hallelujah! Because I know what happened when he went to the cross. He died a sinner's death. Not only do I know what happened, but I know Sunday morning when he got up with all power in his hand. He got up so that I got up. He got up so that you would get up. He got up so you would get up. Child of God. Woo! Woo! Child of God. Hallelujah. Right now. Right now. Bow your heads with me. Master God. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor.
We give you praise. Father God, we have all of these tribes right here and right now. And Lord, they've put their rod in the sanctified pan. And just like you gave the increase to Aaron, as the prophet Moses stood, Lord, I speak to you on the behalf of these tribes. And God, I take the authority of the anointing. And I say in the name of Jesus, we speak to these rods saying bring forth fruit. In the name of Jesus, we speak to these rods saying bring forth harvest. In the name of Jesus, we speak to these rods and say, Jesus, we thank you for increase because you are God all by yourself. And beside you, there is none other. And God, right now, as I stand before your people, you said that when your word go forth, it will not come back void. So Lord, I thank you that in 2007, this is the week of increase. This is the week of fullness. This is the week of answered prayer. This is the week of glory. This is the week of Jesus' blood falling from the cross one more time. And Lord God, as we lift up a thank you, we say thank you for everyone that honored Aaron. Thank you for every family represented here. Thank you for the anointing right now. And thank you that you're God all by yourself. We give you praise. We give you honor. And in the name of Jesus, we say in Jesus' name, we thank you for the increase. And if you believe God will give you increase, put your hands together and say thank you. So child of God, let me give you the plan for being blessed. When you wake up and go on your way, just say to yourself, Lord, you're going to bless people today. Let it be me. When you go to your job, before you get out of your car, saying, Lord, you got a blessing for this office building today. Let it be me. When your children leave to go on a bus, let them say, Lord, I know you're going to bless somebody's child today. Let it be mine. When you go out and you're not sure your car going to start, lay hands on it. Say, God, I know you're going to bless this car to run. Let it be mine. And just when you pull out your checkbook, before you write another check, saying, Lord, I know you're sending a financial blessing. Let it be mine. Whatever you do, your word should now be, Lord, let it be me. Let's practice, Lord, let it be me. Again, Lord, let it be me. Come on, Lord. Come on, Lord, let it be me. Lord, let it be me. Come on, Lord. You know what? Sit down. Let me tell y'all. Ooh-wee. We got to break out. We got to break out sophistication. See, sophistication is when you do the right thing in the right place. Over at Busch Stadium, I went sit in my seat and say hallelujah. But over here, I can stand and say hallelujah. I would stand and say glory. I would stand and say thank you, Jesus. Because I know I received a blessing. I know he heard and answered my prayer. I don't care if your head hurts. I came to bust your eardrum with my praise. The door to church is open. Praise is what I do. Because we need to know how to praise God. When you praise him, you stand to your feet. When you praise him, you can lift your hands. When you praise God, you don't care how you look. Because it's not about the person sitting next to you. It's about him. So if you don't mind, if praise is what you do, lift up your hands and sing. The door of the church is open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. Praise shouldn't embarrass you, but you ought to be thankful. You are anointed. Ha ha. You are victorious. And you ought to thank God for it. Will there be one today? Will there be one today? Will there be one today? Will there be one?
Receive you in the altar prayer. Just grab a dollar. You're already anointed and recognize your position. Because last but not least, if we change the words that come out of our mouth, then the blessings will flow even more. If we take God at his word, then we will see the results of being anointed. Matthew 7 and 8 says, you have not because you ask not. You didn't seek, so you couldn't find. And you didn't knock, so no door could be open. But remember these words, Lord, let it be me. Let's come to the altar this time. Even when we were yet sinners, you died for us. Even, Father God, when we did not know you in the pardon of our sin, you gave your life for us. And now, Father God, as we have heard your word, we believe just as Aaron. Father God, we thank you for an opportunity to throw our rod in. God, we thank you for an opportunity to let the blessing flow. We thank you, God, that you know all about us because you know, because you made us, and we say thank you. Father God, we praise you because of what you've already done. We thank you, God, for what you are doing right now, and we glorify you, Lord, for what you're going to do. Look among these tribes right now, every home that is represented here. Bless them, God. Bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Remind us of how we're supposed to talk. Remind us of how we're supposed to walk. Remind us, God, that we're not just anybody, but we are King's kids, and we're supposed to be blessed. Oh, God, right now, for those who are on the battlefield, we ask you to bless them. For those on that bed of affliction, we ask you to bless them. For those that don't even know you, we ask you to bless them. And, Father God, we thank you that this is a house of prayer. We thank you that this is a house of peace. We thank you that you are our God, and beside you, there is none other. For every opportunity, Lord, thank you. For every deliverance, Lord, thank you. And just for being your children, we bless your name, God. We praise you now and forever. We give you all honor. We give you all glory. In Jesus' name. And the children of God said, amen. 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 Hug your neighbor and tell them I'm praying for you. Hug your neighbor and tell them I'm praying for you. Tell your neighbor I'm praying for you. Verse 13. Psalms 92, verse 13. 92, 13. Don't read it now, but read it later. Psalms 92, verse 13. This is what you should expect all next week. Psalms 92 and verse 13. Pray that on your life every day next week. How many of you got your own money back? Whatever's money is left here is going straight to the church, okay? Nobody. All hearts and minds clear? We want all young ladies, I said 30, 25 and under, to meet me in the choir stand, myself and Sister Nunya, all parents over here. Amen? All right. Anything else? Let us stand. Praise God for whom I want to go. Shine on you. May the blood of Jesus continue to cover you. May the power of the Holy Ghost continue to keep you until we meet again. Let every heart sing together.